Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. A quick programming note before we get rolling. Will Ag is out at the Farm Progress Show all 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, with two huge shows. This morning at 10:30, Todd Gleason and Orion Samuelson will be on the stage in the University of Illinois tent. And then this afternoon at 2 o'clock, it's a live performance of the closing market report. And we'll take your questions from the audience as well. Again, 2 o'clock this afternoon at the University of Illinois tent. Hope to see you there. Farm Futures today released its first farmer survey for planting intentions in 2014. Producers said they want to boost soybean and wheat acreage next year while cutting back on corn. The survey showed 2014 soybean acreage could hit 78.75 million acres. That's up 2% from this year. Wheat planting could rise a similar percentage, increasing to 57.76 million acres. Farmers surveyed reported they wish to cut back on corn acreage for 2014, putting in 94.11 million. That's down 3.4% from the recent estimate of this year's commitment. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending August 25th. The numbers look like this. Corn in dough stage, 70% versus 52% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 79%. Corn that is dented, 23% versus 11% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 45%. Corn conditions, good to excellent, 59%. That's down 2 percentage points from a week ago. Fair, 27%. Poor, 10%. And very poor, 4%. Soybeans, setting pods, 84% versus 72% last week. And the five-year rolling average of 90%. Soybean conditions look like this. Good to excellent, 58%. That's down 4%. Percentage points from a week ago. Fair, 29%, poor, 10%, and very poor, 3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 14,832. It's down 99 points. The NASDAQ 3,096 is down 25, and the S&P 500 is 1,641. It is down 13.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Leonard.
Hot temperatures and restricted rainfall will continue across a large part of the Midwest for another couple of days, and then we'll have opportunities for a little bit of precipitation in the north and east periodically as we move on into next week. There will be a chance for some cooling to occur as well as time moves forward, but don't look for it to be real dramatic for a little while. But we do have a succession of frontal systems that will be marching through the Midwest over time, and eventually we'll find our temperatures a little less stressful. The Western Corn Belt yesterday was pretty impressive with its temperature extremes, 99 degrees at Des Moines and a number of locations in Missouri and even southeastern portions of Minnesota getting up to 97 degrees. Further to the west, temperatures over 100 were reported in portions of Nebraska and South Dakota, even north central sections and northwestern sections of Kansas. And it looks like as we go forward through the next couple of days, we'll see more of the same occurring there. Some of the heat will continue to work its way a little further east in the Midwest. A lot of the eastern portions of the Midwest yesterday were in the 80s and a few lower 90s. We'll see that repeated again for the next day or two. And it looks like there'll be an opportunity for some showers and thunderstorms to develop here as time moves forward a little bit. And looks like our best opportunity for rain will start off in the upper portions of the Midwest initially. And this is probably going to be the result of a small disturbance that's moving over the top of the ridge of high pressure that's going to occur tomorrow night into Thursday for the eastern parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota. And then on Thursday going into Friday, we'll see that precipitation work its way further to the east across Wisconsin and into the eastern Midwest, impacting areas like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Indiana and Ohio. The rainfall associated with this event as we move into that period of time will likely be highly varied. Most areas probably won't see a tremendous volume of precipitation, but there will be a few locations that will come out with maybe a half inch to three quarters of an inch, and a few other areas that will probably be left dry. We do expect the precipitation to be beneficial wherever it occurs, but it's obviously not going to be lasting very long because temperatures are still going to be relatively warm across the region. A little bit further out in the forecast period, we've got another couple of disturbances that are lined up to move over the ridge of high pressure and actually push it further to the west. As that takes place over time, we should see less heat in the eastern and central parts of the Midwest. The southwestern Corn Belt, though, will continue to see the warmest weather on a regular basis. A lot of 90s expected to extend on into next week. But for other areas in the Midwest, perhaps not quite so oppressively hot for a while as we move on into the early to middle part of next week. And then again, late next week, two frontal systems will offer temperatures maybe as cool as the 70s and 80s in the north and 80s in the south. We'll see how well that comes together over time. Temperatures at night are still going to be very warm for the next few nights. A lot of 60 and 70 degree readings. This morning, temperatures already over 80 degrees in the upper parts of the Midwest. Obviously a signal that we're going to be back up in well into the 90s this afternoon. But we'll get rid of those kinds of low temperatures as we move forward in time. The latter part of this week and into next week, we'll get back into some 50 and 60 degree readings in the northwest part of the Midwest, while 60 and 70s occur in the southeast. There's still just not a lot of precipitation in the pipeline. If you're in Ohio, parts of Michigan, Indiana, and Wisconsin, you probably have a fairly good chance you'll see enough precipitation to maintain status quo on soil moisture. But most other areas in the Midwest will see a notable decline for yet another several-day period, and crop stresses will continue to be great enough to hurt the production potential. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. Note that South Korea's largest animal feed manufacturer today issued a tender to import between 40,000 tons and 70,000 tons of option origin corn for arrival by the 5th of February. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. And we see that hard red winter December wheat is 714 and three quarters, up 1.5. Soft December, 668 and a half, now a quarter, up 1.5. September corn, 514 and a half, down 1.25. December, 501 and a quarter, up three quarters. September soybeans, 1444 and a half, up 16 and three quarters. November are 1405 and a half, now five even, up 15 and a half. September soybean meal, 469, up 1040. September soybean oil, 4459, up 15 cents. August live cattle, 123.05 down 35. August feeders, 154.57 and a half, up 17 and a half. And October lean hogs are 85.70 and they are down 32.5. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, November soybeans continue to impress, and they are now just cents away from the contract high for November.
Yeah, we hit 1409 and a half while you've been on the radio there, and we're back at 1402 and a half, up 13, so it's a big move up. We had had a 27-cent range. We did try lower last night, got to 82 and a half. Same way with corn. We tried 3 to 4 lower and 3 to 5 higher. Corn at the moment unchanged, and it had a low down 5 and a high up about 3.5. So back and forth, but we expect the hot, dry forecast to continue to try to push things higher, especially the beans, due to the beans fell in August, and it beans will try to drag everything with them.
So is the weather enough to, I guess the question is, how much more value can be added to the weather at this point, do you think?
Well, it depends on how long it stays hot and dry, when the weather actually cools off or has some rain in it. And, you know, late beans, late corn, they're still being helped by moisture. But after dent on corn, they say you can only lose 1% to 3%, and a lot of it's denting now. On beans, you know, you need something to fill those pods. And if the weather stays super hot like this week into the middle of next week, I think we can go another 50, 60.
And technically, the charts really sort of indicate that that's possible, too,
yep,
I think.
They do.
So what is a hedger to do?
A hedger, if you're hedged, leave the hedge on until you sell your crop. If you haven't done anything, I'd start divvying out some cash grain right now at the highs.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thanks.
That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, September corn is 513 and a half, down 2 1/4. December, $5 and a quarter, down a quarter. September soybeans are 1443 and three quarters. They're up 16. And November, 1403 and a quarter, up 13 and three quarters. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.